Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Quickly, I want to read once again through 1 Corinthians chapter number 13. 13 wonderful verses, that love chapter. And there's so much here I only got to do. And in the study today, we're only going to look at two verses, verses 7 and 8. Remember I said this years ago, I got this from my dad. Now when we're talking about the Word of God, every word is pregnant with truth. Somebody's phone is going. Is it? Okay. Every word of God is pregnant with truth. It gives birth to something new and exciting. That's why I can only get two verses today. But let's just read 1 Corinthians 13, these 13 verses, and we'll look at verse 7 and 8. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things. Believeth all things. Hopeth all things. Endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now, we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. In verse number 7, we'll begin our study this morning. We've been looking, for those who are visiting with us, we've been going verse by verse to the book of 1 Corinthians, and I'm not sure what week, what month, even what year now we're on studying first verse, 1 Corinthians. But last week we looked at the last couple of weeks, 1 Corinthians 13, and defining all those things about charity. And we get to verse number 7. Where we read these words, speaking of love, speaking of charity, the kind of love that only God can give, that this kind of love, this charity, it beareth all things, it believeth all things, it hopeth all things, endureth all things. Now, when we read that phrase in verse number 7, beareth all things, I underlined in my notes the phrase all things, now I looked that up. All things means all things. It means everything. We probably would have hoped that the Apostle Paul would have said something would have said something like this, that you can bear some things, or we can believe some things, or we can hope in some things, or we can endure in some things. But he didn't say some things. He said all things. All things. Well, this is the kind of love that God gives. And remember when we talked about this a couple weeks ago. When we talked about love, You could substitute, there's 9 or 13, I forget now the number that describes this kind of love, here in a couple of verses, that you could substitute the name Jesus in front of that word charity, because Jesus is that epitome. Remember I used that word epitome last week? I've learned it, and it's not epitome. It's epitome. Okay, we can chuckle about that. For those who were here the last couple of weeks, I thought it was epitome, E-P-I-T-O-M-E, because I graduated from Auburn Hill High School, and that's the kind of education I got. But Danny Jones said, it's epitome. I knew that. But anyway, Jesus is the epitome of love. When it says, charity suffereth long, you could say, Jesus, he suffereth long. Jesus is kind. Jesus envieth not. Where you get to verse number 7, Jesus beareth all things. When he was on the cross of Calvary, he bore it all. And that's the amazing thing about that phrase, all things, and beareth all things. The word for beareth, the word beareth means to protect. Literally, it means to cover. It's the same exact word. I find it interesting. In the book of the Gospel of Matthew, in the Gospel of Mark, where it talked about remember the story about those four men who were bringing that paralytic fella to Jesus, and the house is so full, they couldn't even get him in the house, so they had to remove the roof. That's the same word, that covering, that we're seeing here for the bear. It's interesting when you read that. It was a covering for that house. It's the same word. It's a protection. They removed that protection. They removed that covering. That's what this word here in the Greek language means, beareth. It's a covering. Love covers all things. In 1 Peter 4:8, we read these words. Peter writes these words. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. We've heard that time and time and time again, how charity, love, covers sin. I'll get into that a little bit later. It doesn't, when we talk about sin, it doesn't mean it okays it, because sin is sin. But yet this kind of love overlooks the sin and looks at the sinner. You get that? Overlooks the sin and looks at the sinner. Charles Haddon Spurgeon said this, and I quote, love covers. That is, it never proclaims the errors of good men. There are busybodies abroad who never spy out a fault in a brother, but they must hurry off to their neighbor with the savory news. Now, this is old English because Charles Haddon Spurgeon is writing this, but I hope you get the message, the meaning here. That there are busybodies abroad who never spy out a fault in a brother, but they must hurry off to their neighbor with the savory news and then run up and down the streets as though they have been elected as the town crier. In other words, love covers a multitude of sins. When somebody does something wrong, we ought to overlook it. I wish I could spend a lot of time here, but I got to move on from this. We tend to be the judge and the jury when somebody sins. Love covers a multitude of sins. Jesus put it this way, all right? Remember the lady who was taken in adultery? The Bible says, the men said, she was taken in the very act, which is interesting. Where was the man? It's a whole other story.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.